Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
Well, we're not starting to read Matthew.
No, but we're going to talk about it.
We are.
We're talking about Matthew.
Yeah, and the next episode will be the first episode of Matthew.
The first chapter of Matthew.
Right, yeah. Right. And episode, because, you know, we do a podcast.
Well, I mean,
where we read those things.
Yes. So. You could say that this is the first episode of Matthew. It's just not the first chapter.
The first episode of the New Testament.
Okay.
And Matthew, sort of.
You're being so weird.
I don't even know what we're talking about. So I'm trying to feel you out here and see what we're doing.
The book of Matthew, who dat? Who day?
Some dude.
Why? Where'd he come from? What's going on?
I hear he's in the Bible.
He's in the Bible. Yeah.
I mean, wrote something in the Bible anyway.
Did he though?
Probably not based on what I know of the Bible.
Right? Yeah. I thought since we're about to start the book of Matthew, that it would help to know who he is and why he wrote a book and who he's talking to and what he's saying and what it's about.
Yeah.
So I looked some shit up.
Okay.
About Matthew.
You ready to talk about
Matthew?
Matthew?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this.
Okie dokie. All right, so we're going to talk about the book of Matthew and Matthew himself.
Okay.
But before I start that, I want to ask you, do you know anything about Matthew, like the book or the dude?
I don't know a lot. I assume that he's supposedly one of the apostle people or something or whatever the fuck they are.
I know nothing. As much as I know. Like, I went into this knowing, okay, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is the four, the gospel. That's the first four books of the New Testament. And those four guys tell the story of Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all I got.
I know he's not Judas.
He's not.
He didn't. Yeah.
He's not Judas. He's not.
I would like to hear that story, though.
I know. I'm excited about that guy. No.
He didn't have a book, though.
I don't think he has a book.
No.
I mean,
I wouldn't give that guy a book.
This is what I know.
If it was my Jesus book, I wouldn't give him a book.
This is what I know about the New Testament. It's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then Acts.
Hmm. Okay.
Like, not.
We talk about Acts all the time.
Like, not like an axe chops down the tree. Like, multiple acts of kindness.
Right.
Right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah? The book of Acts. And that's it. Like, that's all I got. Oh, I also know that there's a book of Corinthians.
Mm.
But I only know that because, I knew that there was a book of Corinthians. But I couldn't have told you if it was Old Testament or New Testament until we read all of the Old Testament and Corinthians weren't in there.
Sure.
And so then I knew, oh, it must be New Testament then.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Corinthian is a character in The Sandman.
I also know, that's cool.
Yeah, he's the one with the mouth in his eyes.
Mm,
remember when we watched The Sandman?
Kind of.
He was creepy.
Yeah. Ugh. I also know that there's only one revelation, not multiple revelations.
Yes.
I screwed that up early on when we started this podcast.
So did I, multiple times.
I didn't know.
Why should I know?
No,
we never read the Bible. We don't know this shit.
That's why we're doing it.
Yeah.
So, we did our best and we've done our best just to not be informed.
It's not been difficult, honestly.
It's been pretty easy.
It's been pretty easy to continue not knowing jack shit about the Bible.
But it's fun hitting it all new, you know, and then finding out what we fucked up afterwards.
Yes.
Really, really makes it more fun.
So I, yeah, that's why I asked you the question about Matthew, because I'm like, do you know anything about him? Because I didn't.
No.
Other than he's one of Jesus' disciples.
Disciple. See, I didn't even know if I used the right word. Apostle, disciple,
he whatever, is an apostle. Whatever the
fuck they are.
Yeah.
They're something.
He's both.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's 28 chapters of the Gospel According to Matthew. That's the actual name of the book. The Gospel According to Matthew.
Got it.
Okay. There's 28 chapters.
Yeah.
So, okay. It's a short book.
I guess.
In my opinion.
Unless the chapters are really long.
Well, I mean, we did. Okay, here's a secret.
Oh, yeah.
We did actually start reading them, and we read them a little bit out of order from what we're doing this. And so we do happen to know that the first three chapters are kind of short. So there's that.
Right. Well, and just so you guys are aware, we will be releasing Matthew chapter 1 on Monday. This will be going out on Saturday. So if you want to catch it, it is available right now on Patreon, as well as Matthew number 2.
Chapter 2.
Sorry. I know you got on to me about that.
Yeah.
So just so you're aware.
Yeah.
Just $2 a month. You can get, you know,
you can Matthew get these
right now.
Three,
right now.
Or you can get access to these things that we do.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
All right.
So, okay. The Gospel of Matthew, or just Matthew. That's what this is called.
We're going
okay?
with just Matthew.
Just Matthew. I mean, that's what I'm going to call it from now on.
Every time you reference Matthew. It, you can't be like, the Gospel of Matthew.
The Gospel according to Matthew.
According to Matthew. That's pretentious.
It's one of the four Gospels of the New Testament that tell the story of Jesus' life and teachings. And I've said it multiple times, but can you tell me who those four are?
Matthew, Luke, Paul?
No.
Ringo?
No. That's the one I always go to. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
That's right. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yeah.
I did know that. I just, you had me on the spot, and I'm like, oh, shit. Pop quiz.
Pop quiz. That's right.
I do want to say this. I have the only research I did because I was very interested in the book. I read a book, listened to a book called Misquoting Jesus by Bart Ehrman. And it was a very interesting, an interesting book. And I highly recommend it if you have not read it and you have questions about the problems with the Gospels.
So I haven't read that.
Yeah.
Should I wait until after Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John?
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe even Acts?
No, you should. Then... It's been so long since I read it that I probably didn't retain anything. So don't expect me to be like pulling out these massive like, whoa, remember, this is what's going to happen here. But I get the gist of it.
So, got it. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, the book of Matthew is not thought to have been written by the Apostle Matthew, FYI. I know that shocks you.
Not really.
Yeah. And Jesus, just so you know, he had 12 apostles. But only four of them get those first four books, the Gospels.
Well, that's unfair. What about the other guys?
I don't know. I don't know what they have to say.
I understand Judas, but you know.
I still think he should get his own book. Like, what was he really thinking, though? The name of the actual author of Matthew is not known. He's not named within the text.
Okay.
And it is likely that the book was written in Syria in the last quarter of the first century. So sometime around 75 to 100 AD.
All right. So, okay. I mean, it wasn't long after Jesus' death.
Right.
Like, I mean, it was within, you know, historical records and things like that. Whatever. That's all debatable, too. But, like, you know.
Sure.
It keeps it in that realm.
It was written within memory, within living memory of Matthew having been a dude, if he was a dude.
Yeah.
That lived. Yeah.
Okay.
It was likely written after the destruction of the Second Temple in 70 AD, which helps explain the stronger criticism of religious authorities and concern with defining community identity.
Got it.
So we're going to come across some of that.
Well, spoiler alert, but they do lean heavily, heavily into like prophecy fulfillment.
Angels
and I'm like,
and prophecy.
What the actual fuck, guys?
They're like, and so-and-so picked up a fork and ate some ramen noodles, which fulfilled the prophecy. Like, no, that is not a thing that
they
happened.
They just like stuffed it in there. I was like, damn.
Yeah. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The book reflects a group of Jewish Christians in conflict with mainstream Judaism.
Sure. I mean, as any new religion would be.
Right. And it should be noted, though, that when we say Jewish Christians, they didn't call themselves that.
Right. They were Jewish.
They were just Jewish people. They were Jewish followers of Christ.
Right.
That's what they would have referred to themselves as, if anything.
Right. I mean, they hadn't had time to create their own
title. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The title, it gets given to you after.
Right.
Like, you don't just start, like, picking your own nickname, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was originally composed in Greek, although there is a possibility of an earlier version written in Aramaic.
Okay.
We're not sure about it.
That,
but definitely
Greek, we should ask Indiana Jones. He probably knows.
He would know.
He would know.
Indiana Jones knows everything.
Yeah, there was the... I feel like that even came up.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. Scholars propose that the superscription, that whole according to Matthew, was added sometime in the second century.
Okay.
So remember I told you that it's called the Gospel of Matthew according... Oh, wait. The Gospel according to Matthew.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
The according to Matthew was... That's what I'm saying, was probably added later.
They were like, hey, that's good. Let's attribute that to Matthew.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So when I said it was written in Syria, most likely.
Sure.
Or is that what I said? Syria?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was probably written in a city because it spread like fucking rapid fire.
Mm.
Okay. It made the run.
Yeah.
You know, it made the rounds. The city is often thought to be Antioch on the Orontes, which is the modern day city of Antakya.
Okay.
So there we go.
Sure.
And the writer was obviously most likely a male.
I mean, I think that's
that almost goes without saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he would have been the head of a community, which helps.
Again, I mean, people that could write and read back then.
Right.
That doesn't shock me either.
No. We're just, like, trying to put an X on everything it's not.
Sure,
and, like,
sure.
What you're left with is the obvious shit.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It was a Jewish Christian writing for Christians of similar background. And, again, we're using the word Christian just to specify who this particular brand of Jewish people were.
Okay.
So he would have been writing to people that were like him.
Sure.
So not necessarily to convince people so much as to be like, this happened. Isn't this neat?
Right.
And everybody around him that was like him would be like, I know, right? That's so cool. The book likely reflects a community still very engaged with Jewish identity, not fully separated yet.
Okay.
So, like, I kept coming across the term Jewish Christian, and I'm like, that's not, why are we using that term?
Yeah,
like
that? Well, I mean, that explains why we came across so many, you know, plugins for the prophecies.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they're trying to tie this, they're trying to tie it through,
mm-hmm.
because the people that they're talking to are Jewish.
Right.
And so the Old Testament is all they know.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to convey this to that crowd.
Exactly.
And that's the intended audience, obviously.
Exactly. What's interesting is that this is the first book of the New Testament, but it's not the earliest book.
Hmm. Okay.
So once again, we get to read everything out of order.
Of course.
Very excited. The book of Matthew, which is, you know, what we're about to read, what we're talking about,
right.
used the book of Mark, which is the next one, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Mark being the next one,
right.
as a source.
Okay.
Along with a collection of sayings known as the Q source, which is now lost.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's very interesting.
Yeah.
It's called one of the synoptic gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are the synoptic gospels.
Okay.
Because they share the same stories and language as...
Debatable.
...the other gospels. Right. Right. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are the synoptic gospels. I'm not sure about John. He's right. separate.
Sure.
He's a separate one.
Okay.
Okay. This gospel was written mainly for the Jewish people to show them that that Jesus really is the Messiah.
Okay.
So, it was very much written to be like, this Jesus guy, he is it.
Right.
He's the guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the gospels of Mark and Luke, Matthew tells many stories about Jesus's life. So that's what we're going to get into in this.
Okay.
And I mean, really, I think the other ones are going to be the same as well.
Right.
So I feel like I will be giving this intro almost verbatim for the next several books of the Bible.
Yeah.
But just changing out who it is.
Right, right.
Which will be interesting.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anything about any of them.
Nor do I. I mean, not anything more than layman, you know, whatever. Like,
right.
I could have probably, maybe if you gave me like a day to think about it, come up with all the names before we ever started doing this. I couldn't even come up with it today, though.
No.
But I could have come up with it.
I could have. I don't know. You were trying to stick Paul in there.
I was.
So I'm not sure I believe you. Anyway, Matthew's gospel also talks about Jewish scripture.
Yeah.
The book is highly organized, much more so than the gospel of Mark or the gospel of Luke.
Okay.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's built around five major teaching sections, which are called discourses. And it possibly is supposed to mirror the five books of the Torah, the Pentateuch.
Okay.
Because one of its main points, remember, is not it was to talk about how Jesus is the Messiah. It is fulfilling prophecy. They want to present Jesus as the quote-unquote new Moses.
Right.
That's what this book is specifically geared to do.
Yeah.
So the five major discourses would be the mirror of the Pentateuch.
Sure.
So that it's like, look how it's the same.
Right.
Isn't that cool? Right. It's hitting all the marks.
For the benefit of the audience at the time.
Right. And it's like, yeah, it's neat how quote unquote dot, 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 you did that.
Right, right.
Yeah. Like, it's not magic if you did it.
Yeah. I mean, it's magic if you say it's magic, right?
I guess.
That's basically what magic is. Because magic isn't real. So if you say it's magic and somebody believes that what you said, then it's magic.
I'm just like, cool story, bro.
That's what magic is.
Okay. Matthew is one of the 12 apostles of Jesus.
Sure.
Which we know. It's traditionally considered identical to, the guy Matthew, the dude.
Yeah.
Is traditionally considered identical to the following names. Okay. He's also referred to as Matthew the tax collector.
Okay.
Matthew the apostle. Matthew the evangelist. Levi, son of Alphaeus.
That's not confusing at all.
No. Yeah. And James's brother.
Oh, you know, James's brother.
Because later on, we'll see a mention of James, who is the son of Alphaeus, and Matthew is the son of Alphaeus.
Okay.
So clearly, Matthew and Levi, or Matthew and James. No, Matthew is Levi. I'm sorry. James and Levi are the son of Alphaeus.
Again, not confusing at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Matthew is Levi. I don't know why.
Just call him Walrus.
Cuckoo, ca-choo, bitch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So Matthew himself was born in the first century AD in Capernaum, which is in Galilee at the time that was in the Roman Empire.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
He died in the first century AD, believed to be around the year 68.
I mean, this all tracks, right? I mean, Jesus was born, did his thing,
mm-hmm.
died, hypothetically got resurrected and, you know, came back for a few days and then peaced out. So, yeah. I mean, if you're somebody who's writing an account, a quote unquote account of this,
mm-hmm.
you have to be alive during that time.
Right.
So,
right.
I bet all of them were alive during that time, according to, you know.
Well, the thing is this book is thought to have been written sometime after 75. This dude died in 68.
Right. I'm saying the apostles or whatever, they're the ones that are going to have been alive, hypothetically.
I'm talking about the apostle.
Right.
Matthew.
We're on the same page.
Okay. I wasn't getting what you were saying. Sorry. So he's supposed to have died in 68.
Yeah.
And then the thing got destroyed in 70.
The thing.
The second.
The temple?
Yeah, the temple.
Okay.
So Matthew died in 68. The temple got destroyed in 70. And then the book got written in 75.
Got it.
If we're putting this in a timeline.
Right.
Which okay. You wanted me to yeah. kind of.
So that's why they know that it was. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So he either died as a martyr he died as a martyr in either Ethiopia or Persia, which would be modern day Iran.
Okay. That's wildly different areas.
Right.
But okay, sure.
So
he died though.
He did die as a martyr.
Right.
Which means
in
he was killed.
Two places vastly far apart from each other.
Yeah.
Now, I guess I shouldn't say vastly, but they are not close together.
How's Ethiopia that? And Iran are not near each other. That is correct. So. And what's interesting, I just want to make sure we know he was killed.
Right.
Because when we say he died as a martyr, that's what that means. He was killed.
Yeah.
So we know he was killed. Okay.
Okay.
The question is just where and by whom.
Sure.
His tomb, though, is located in the crypt of Salerno Cathedral in southern Italy.
So we know where his crypt is.
Sure.
I guess.
Yeah. Okay. It's in Italy.
But we can't find Jesus.
We can't find Jesus, but we know where Matthew is buried.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He's a saint.
If you say so.
He was taken as a saint. He was sanctified.
Does anybody like that? That just seems so.
Dig him up and do some DNA right. analysis yeah, on
like,
that.
Like what? Like this is.
Let's science so, the so fuck
weird.
Out of
that's
it.
So weird.
Listen. I 110% believe you, okay? So I'm not saying let's dig it up to prove it. I'm saying let's dig it up because I am so curious about Matthew. I want to know as much about him as possible. So let's dig him up.
Maybe they buried some like really important scrolls with him, right? Like we should just for like the sake of knowing
more about,
you know, Jesus and stuff,
I take
right?
you, I'm meeting you where you are. I believe you. That's 110%. That is Matthew right.
I say we start a campaign. Dig up Matthew.
Dig up Matthew.
Yeah.
I know where he is.
Yeah.
I found him. He's in Italy.
Apparently, yeah.
I don't know how he died in either Ethiopia or Iran, and then his body ended up in Italy.
But there it is. Okay.
There's a crypt.
Sure.
And it's over there.
Right.
I'm telling you, I think that we should dig that shit up, and we should study it because I love studying things.
We should, you know, as you usually say, we should make a T-shirt. Dig up Matthew.
Dig up Matthew.
Yeah.
Study it
and
out.
Just like, let's do a big campaign, you know.
Yeah.
Dig up Matthew.
I'm for it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is what we know about Matthew. I've just told you everything that we know about Matthew, the book, the man. That's it.
Right.
That's all we got.
who didn't write the book.
He did
but
not.
But maybe influenced it, possibly.
I mean, there is some thought that happened.
Yeah.
There is some thought that one of his disciples, apparently sure. Matthew had some little bootlicking followers.
Got it.
We
got
call
it.
Those disciples, I guess.
Sure.
And one of them guys may have written it on his behalf.
Okay.
So yeah. that would
make sense, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
I just find it super interesting that the whole purpose of the book is totally to push the story of Jesus as the promised Messiah and to frame him as the new Moses. And here's another thing that came up a lot. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven. Like that phrase, we're going to stumble over it. It's going to be on every like page, every fucking, it's going to be just strewn throughout. Like You know how, like, when you make cookies, you can't put enough chocolate chip cookies in it?
Sure.
Okay. You mean
chocolate chips in it?
Yeah.
You said chocolate chip cookies in it. Oh. You don't put chocolate chip cookies in the chocolate chip cookie.
I mean, you could. That'd be delicious. No, you can't have too many chocolate chips in a chocolate chip cookie, right?
Right.
Well, they thought that the term Kingdom of Heaven is a chocolate chip.
Got it.
And they put too many.
I see.
They put too many. So
they found out how many was too many.
And it was all of them.
And it was this many.
Yes.
Okay.
And that is going to be on, like, every page.
I mean, there was a lot of, like, repeating
it was so many in the angels. Old
Testament, too.
Like, oh, I thought you were talking. Sorry.
No. Like, the Old Testament had a lot of repeating bullshit, too. And depending on what section of the Bible we were in. But there was always something where it was like, oh, my God.
Do you have to say that word again?
Right.
There's that phrase again. Yeah.
They love to repeat themselves.
Well, apparently the book of Matthew, we're going to see the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
I'm not excited about that. But that's what I got.
Okay. Well, now we know all about Matthew, and we are ready to start the New Testament.
We are.
Which, I'm
very excited about
again, it. It'll be available on Monday on the feed, or you can go get it right now on our Patreon, $2 a month.
Yep. So, you should do that.
You should do that, yeah.
It's so much fun.
It was a fun episode, I can tell you that. And we're very excited to get started on this whole thing.
And if you want to stay current with us and ahead of the stream, you could join us every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Discord for our live event.
Which is going to be staying there for now. We had talked about it a couple times in previous episodes where we might be changing it, but there's too much change, so we're just leaving it the same. So Tuesday, 10 p.m. Eastern, Discord. This is what it's all about.
Yeah.
The New Testament.
Yes.
I mean, because this is what everybody, like, you were kind of nervous to start this.
I was scared to start the New Testament because it's too close to, like, the people that we know. Because
this is what everybody
is about the New Testament.
Everybody's about the New Testament.
That's right? When they talk about Christianity, that's what they mean.
This is what's going to offend people. This is what's going to be that thing that, you know.
This is what my parents believe.
Right.
This is what our friends who say they're Christians. The Old Testament,
take it or leave it, right? Like, everybody eats shrimp, so, I mean, how much stock are you going to put in that shit?
I guess.
But Jesus, goddamn, Jesus.
Right?
You know?
Like, okay, even Jewish people, like, argue and struggle against and question the Old Testament. Like, they have entire discourses about it. They don't mind saying, I'm not sure about this, let's talk about
it. Right, but Christians just blindly follow.
Christians don't even know what's in their own book, and they will beat you up and kill you over it.
Right.
And Jewish people are like, I don't know, let's write some more books about our thoughts on it.
Yeah.
Like, their whole thing is, like, arguing it out, which I love. I love that about Jewish people.
There are some that are very
hard-line. I'm being very, like, flattening it into a monolith. You're right.
Yeah.
Same with Christianity. I'm putting that as a monolith in that you're right, they are not all ignorant fucks.
Well, and to be fair, we actually went to a church for a while where we had a pastor that was not very an ignorant progressive. Fuck.
Exactly. You know, so. Exactly. But yeah, I was very nervous to start the New Testament, and here we are reading the book of Matthew, and I think we're going to have some fun.
Definitely. All right. Well, if you don't join Patreon, we'll see you on Monday.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.